Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Tuesday, August the 5th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're located all over the globe. As a result of our satellite team getting the signal out, we're going to have a really good call tonight, and thanks for coming in and being part of it. And we're going to pray the call in before we go to Sue for a teaching, which will be a stimulating, uplifting, edifying teaching to us all, I'm sure. Lord God, thank you for this day, for this ability that we have to come together to present ideas on the big call, the Blessed Ideas Group, B-I-G. That's what it stood for. And thank you for everything that is coming our way and the intel that we have. Help it to be true as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's that special time again for Bob and I and everybody in Big Call Universe to hear what it is you have found for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And I want to dedicate this. There's a theme to this. I want to dedicate this, and everybody think about a time in your life when you experienced awe, that feeling of something like wonder, etc. And I want to dedicate it to conversations that I had with a woman that had asked a tree to touch her face with its branch, had flowers that just grew up out of nowhere, went topic after topic after bathed me in awe. I also want to dedicate it to a wild one who is very much into awe. And I dedicate it to the awe that we're all going to hold inside of us. Even right now, knowing that we're creating this blessing in our beings, it's already here. The time is already here. And to be in awe of what we've done together as a community. Learning to absolutely love your life. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may know and have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Do you know that God wants you to enjoy your life? Well, he does. In fact, part of God's will is for you to enjoy every moment of it. This is something God's words tells us in many places. King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said this, "There's nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and assure himself that there is good in his labor. Even this, I have seen, is from the hand of God." Ecclesiastes 2:24. Solomon said to make sure that we enjoy the good of our labor. That sounds like it's something we must do as an act of our will. This doesn't mean that all of life becomes a huge party or a vacation, but it does mean that through the power of God, we can learn to enjoy the wonderful life Jesus came to give us. It's important to be disciplined and to work hard, but it is especially important to enjoy the fruit that work brings. God wants you to have fun and enjoy life, and you can do that today. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Awesome, Sue. Wonderful teaching. I think I know where you got it from, and I agree. This is something that we're to enjoy now, in the here and now, on this earth. This isn't talking about a heavenly realm of eternity. This is talking about everyday life. And I think we should enjoy it. We've got to slow our roll down just enough, not to get noisy, not to get too busy, but just to go about life on a methodical day-by-day basis and enjoy the things. Take time to stop, to smell the roses, to listen to the birds, to be out in nature, to, you know, just do these things and enjoy God's creation and enjoy each other. You know, let's enjoy each other. Let's enjoy talking with Bob and Sue and everybody that we can, because it's really a joy. That's enjoying our lives. And I love it, Sue. I think that's a great teaching. And now I'll turn it over to Bob. Bob, I think you have
Good
the right
job.
Perspective on everyday life and on enjoying everyday life. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. And thanks, Sue. You know, when you talked about awe, I really appreciate you bringing that up. And I've talked about this a couple times before, but certainly by far the time I was in awe the most was in the Hermitage in St. Petersburg, in the Rembrandt Room. And the first of the three Rembrandt originals that I saw was The Return of the Prodigal Son. And the other two in the room was The Descent from the Cross and The Last Supper. All three in a smallish room, although the pictures were huge, you know, 15 feet high perhaps. And there was a woman sitting on a chair in the corner to make sure no one took a picture with a flash camera. And I had to ask her if I could sit in her chair because I was overcome from the energy of the experience, and I thought I was going to faint.
Wow.
She called, and the woman's title, or the word they use for a woman like this, is déjourné, who is she who serves. And it was just amazing. But at any rate, where I am now, I have in plain view, about 6 feet from me, a replica of Rembrandt's Return of the Prodigal Son. It's about a one-third size. It's about 5 feet high, and it's about 4 feet across. But it's a really good, you know, replica of it. And so that's my awe story, and I'm glad you mentioned it, Sue, because it brought my attention, which sometimes that picture tends to fade into the background, and I don't think about it, but now I am. And, you know, on the other aspect about enjoying life, today I got a very lengthy, like, 8-page kind of little piece of writing by a famous business advisor named Trey Taylor. And he started out with the first sentence that said, "Most people forget that they used to dream about the life they now complain about."
That's good.
And he goes, "That sentence should stop us cold. It isn't meant to reprimand. It's not scolding. It's a reminder of what we already know, but have slowly allowed to erode under the weight of routine, stress, and responsibility."
Mm-hmm.
Here's the part I liked. "We live inside answers to prayers we barely remember uttering."
That's good, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that all day because, you know, sometimes the more you accomplish what you want to accomplish, the more work it creates, the more time it takes to attend to it. And later in his passages, he talks about be careful not to wear the responsibilities, the added responsibilities, as a burden, but rather wear them like a crown.
Yeah. Excellent, Bob. That's really good. Great observations. Love it. I love your aspect of awe, too. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Sue, what do you think? This is a good teaching. And let's hear what your perspective is on it.
Well, I'm going to say listen to my segment because I'm going to be addressing a few things that will be hopefully awe-inspiring.
Okay.
What I loved about this, and you touched on it really beautifully, Bruce, and so did you, Bob, awe. And you might want to get your pen out. The Power of Awe is a new book about moving into the scientific experience of awe. And when I read it, this is going to connect you to what you said, Bob. They were talking about different ways that we take awe for granted. And one of the ways is visual beauty that is so overwhelming that it impacts you. And I was describing that to a colleague today where he was telling me that he was in the flower industry and he would go and he would travel to Holland, to South America, and he was around all these flowers. And I used to go on my birthday to the New York Botanical Garden in the spring. And I told him, I said, sometimes I couldn't, just like you, Bob, sometimes I couldn't function. It was like I was drunk, taking in all that visual splendor. So they go into the outer reasons for awe, which is taking in the good that you were talking about, Bruce. But you know what came to me? If we practiced being in awe, just like what the teaching said, if you realize that you could be in awe at who you are going through this journey, that you were carried through this journey, the people you've met, the Bruce and the Bob and all the people in the pod, all the people that I've worked with, all the people that are boomers, all the people that are in your community, if you look and you turn that inside of you and you realize that that current of Christ, God in you, is like, if you said, I am in awe of how you're moving through me every day, and you really looked at that and groomed that and developed that, if you do that, literally in one day, your whole life would change. If you were Pastor Scott and you said, think about how this would act as a glue, and you said, I am in awe of how you pull me in through. I keep going. And I do these things. That's like awe-inspiring. It's not about wanting to get better. Of course it is. But if you look at it, it's awe-inspiring. So what I loved about this teaching, and then I tweaked it a little bit with the awe introduction, is just like Bob said, awe is the experience of God flowing through you. And if you were to do that, think about what it would happen in relationships. No taking for granted, no getting local and mundane. But like, oh, this is the last one. I got to say this. To make it so that every time you look at something, you're seeing through the eyes of awe. You're seeing it as if you're seeing it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And really take this in. Don't listen. Don't make it about the words. Or you're seeing it like you're seeing and experiencing it for the very last time. How would you be feeling about this teaching, about what your experience is right now, and about what if this was the last time you ever heard us on the big call and you were sitting in this moment, all of us together, in awe, loving life?
Thank you, Sue. That's beautiful. Yes, I think there would be great wailing and weeping. No, just kidding. I don't think so. I think everybody's like, yay, we finally made it. We got there. Yay. Sue, that was great. I like that teaching, and I love Bob's comments. Wonderful.
I did too.
And I loved his perspective on awe. And let me just say, you were talking a second ago about relationships. And I want to say, in front of all of Big Call Universe, how happy I am that Sue and I are good friends. And that she has taught me a lot of things. She has trained me in a lot of areas. And it's been a wonderful experience. And I want everybody to know that I think a lot of Sue, and I highly respect her. And I just am excited to report that to Big Call Universe, Sue.
Wow. Right. I can see Bob smiling right now.
Sure.
So fun.
Me too.
Thank you, Bruce. You're
welcome. You're welcome, Sue, very much so. And that was great teaching. Let's move it along into prayer and praise and see if we have any requests for prayer and see if we have any actual praise reports.
Hold on 1 second. Just finishing out. Okay. Let's see. All loaded and ready to go. Yes, Copilot. Can't read it right now. Let's see. Praise and prayer. Would that be you, Pastor Scott? Yes. Tonight's praise is I'm out of the hospital. They've moved me to a good rehab facility. My goal is to get to walk unassisted again. My prayer is for insurance to let me stay long enough to build my strength up to accomplish my goals. Good thing with my neurologist, we realized my brain has too much trauma. Two, I'll send an additional email to further explain. I'm still very grateful and blessed. I love you all. Big Call Universe. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's beautiful, Pastor Scott.
Sue, can I say something about that prayer?
Sure.
Can I pray that? Thank you, Bob, too. Pastor Scott, you know how Jesus said, even as you have spoken, let it be done unto you? Well, that's what I'm saying to you, Pastor Scott. As you have spoken, let you be in the rehab center long enough to get strength back, to get your walkability back, and be able to move freely around the cabin. Because that's kind of what's important right now, to get your strength back, your confidence back, and do it. So I'm going to say, in Jesus' name, let it be done even as you have spoken. Amen and amen. All right, Sue, thank you.
All I want to say is insider. Let's see. Let's do this one. Please pray for me. This is from Becky. Hi, Bruce and friends. This is Becky, and I need your prayers, please. I found out I only have a few months to live. Cancer in several places. I know God can heal. Please pray for a miracle. Do you have any idea when the med beds will be released? Do you think I have a chance? Thank you. God bless. So, Becky, you're going to want to listen to Bruce's section. I'm assuming that because you're on this call, you're probably, into humanitarian projects. And so when you say you have a few months, I'd like you to realize that everyone on this call, so everybody please put their hands on their hearts,
mm-hmm.
are realizing that this medical statement doesn't have authority. Christ has authority. Your own Christ in you has authority. And so we're going to see that you're choosing to push with your authority, with all your power, with all this, maybe it's even new for you, to really own your power, to choose that you're connected to a call and to a new living system of the med beds of Christ, that once we get to exchange, you could be in a med bed in 7, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Maybe less.
So do the math. Or maybe less. I want you to be able to walk in. I'm going to get really strategic and really strategic communication. You're going to walk in. You're going to say, I've been diagnosed with terminal cancer with just a couple of months to live. Use it in that case.
Yep.
That's the only time you're going to use it. Otherwise, it's a non-truth to you. And I need to get into the med bed immediately. That's how you're going to say it. Let me say it slowly again for anybody else. I've been diagnosed with
terminal cancer
for you. Yeah, but I'm just telling for other people that might have some. And I need to get into
other
the med bed immediately. Yes. And so that's what you'll say. And so right now, what we're going to do is I'm going to go full authentic soup. We're going to quantum jump. We're going to do quantum jumping in Christ live on this call. I want you to practice jumping over this diagnosis and seeing yourself get into the med bed. See them lifting the pod and getting in. And within 30 minutes, if that, you emerge perfectly healthy. And if they're saying you have a couple of months, you add the quality of this call and all the people that are praying for you. You add the med bed.
Yes.
You're golden. Just jump over it, and all you need to do is practice seeing yourself filled with light.
Mm-hmm.
I am healed. I'm in the med bed now and practicing and doing that daily. Your cells will feel that and know that you're taking the power back from whatever memory, condition, cause, and effect created it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. That's right.
Don't mess around with us over here, right? Okay.
That's right.
Let's see. This is from D, and this is an unspoken prayer request.
Okay.
I don't know what that really means.
Will you take it, Sue? I'll take it, Sue.
Yeah, you go do it. Sure, yeah. For 50-year-old son. Wait. For her 50-year-old son, Bill.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Last name. First name, Bill?
Bill.
Yeah, okay. All right, Dee. Unspoken request for your 50-year-old son, Bill. Usually that means something that they just don't want to have aired. It could be very private. It could be something that just isn't supposed to be known. But God knows it. And that's the whole key of the whole thing, Dee. God knows your situation. And the fact that you're even bringing this up on the big call for prayer, he's got you. And Bill is covered by our prayers as well. So let us be a covering for you and for your son, Bill, that whatever their need is, God is able to supply all of his needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that includes healing. And so we're speaking complete healing to Bill in whatever area is needed, a complete and total utter healing in Jesus' name, that name above every name, above every disease, above every need, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. All right, Sue.
Amen.
Thank you.
And then we have a couple more. We have a prayer that I'm going to say for two members of the pod. One, excuse me, one is for Terry, and we see
yes.
Terry recovering beautifully, having his phone fixed. I know you're listening, Terry, so get your phone fixed.
I hear you, Steve.
having his phone ready and available for the call to come in. He's laughing. Yep. He's through it. He's healed. He's getting ready for the med bed. He's so excited. We see you surrounded in the community of the pod's prayers and everybody on this big call, blessing you in the light of Christ and healing you completely and getting you into the med bed quickly. And then for Janet, beautiful Janet. People know her as another name from the pod, but you
yes.
think everybody knows. And she has been in the hospital for 4 days, and she has been healed and is in the process of healing. And Janet, we just want to bless you for the beauty and the strength and the desire and the way you've helped and healed so many others. And we see you being surrounded in the most glorious Christ love, Christ healing, Christ ease, and instantaneous med bed situation so that you too can emerge and do and be the fullness of who you are, renewed and restored in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And finally,
Jeannie.
We have Jeannie. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our time, our talents, and our wealth, especially this RV. These are blessings loaned to us by God. They are not ours forever. Therefore, we pray to our loving Father to be great stewards. The measure of our life will not be how much we kept, but how much we gave and helped others. God provides enough for our needs, but not our greed. Several passages convey this idea. Luke 12:15 warns against greed, stating, "Life is not measured by how much one owns." Philippians 4:19 promises that God will supply all our needs. Life is not about possessions, but about relationship with God and with others. Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's health, Sue's health, thank you, Jeannie, RV blessing, med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and safe summer travels. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week, Jeannie. So beautiful,
Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. Really nice. Very good. Very comprehensive. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yeah.
All right, Sue. I guess that wraps up our prayer and praise for tonight, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And, we just keep lifting Pastor Scott up and lift Becky up and Dee and everybody else tonight. Thanks, everybody, for joining in prayer with us. Sue, tell us about what it is you'd like us to know tonight. We always look forward to this segment, so let's see what you'd like to bring to us.
Well, this is going to be a fun segment. It's the Did You Know segment. Get ready. Get your pens out. Strap in. Strap in. Did You Know? And it's coming up in just a minute because I'm going to tie in a very interesting day today. I'm going to tie in two testimonials I got. And here's one of them. It says, I've had the pleasure of attending classes with an exceptional pod of individuals. My latest experience has been with the MedBed classes. These classes and meditations have allowed and encouraged me to celebrate how I may now serve humanity. I can co-create with God a healthy, dynamic, and exciting life of service while being my greater self. These classes have allowed me to take ownership in how I move forward with the universe. I encourage you to take advantage of this fantastic opportunity for your highest Christ future. As for a new class, something, something, blah, 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 outpace ourselves. Something about, you know, learning how to be in the first 6 months. And that was from Ms. Val.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read another quick one, really quick one. And this is from, Dear Sue, I was amazed that I was hearing this information. This is all about the MedBed 100, everybody. That it was even possible to improve the health of those who are immobile was more than amazing. While listening to the various sections, as in the regenerative healing factor, I could think of my older sister who had been a nurse for several years. My desire is, and she goes on, but I'm going to shorten it here. My desire is to see my sister pain-free, that she can continue her prayer ministry. Thank you for sharing this information with those of us who see the hope for a healthier future. And this is where it gets very interesting. I have to pull up the right email here. It turns out I'm in a project, and this is going to be part of a class that's coming up, not this week, but next week, Wednesday and Thursday, and I'll give those dates. I'm in a project, and I've been in this project for about 5 years now. And I'm in this project because it's neuroscience-based, and it's really talking about kind of the future of how we're going to be using neuroscience-based principles in education. And in this project, Bruce, Bob, and everyone, I'm on this call, and one of the scientists said something about his brother being in the United States Space Force. And I said, this is somebody that I get to work on and off with. You know, it's kind of a rotating group. Every 2 months, this person. And so he sent me this information. And this is going to be included in the next class. And the next class is not a class. It's a future leadership activation. And here's the title. What and Who? The Hidden Strategies Behind the Best Future Leading 10X Humanitarian Projects. I just want you to write this down. I'm going to say it really cleanly as I go through it. Post Nisara, there's going to be an enormous shift, and this is what I got. I'm living this right now, literally living in it. There's an enormous shift in how people will be leading, how people will be hiring, and how the best projects, which is what I've spent the past 2 months, 10 years, because this is what I'm doing for my project with all this cutting-edge science. Here's what it is. It's going to be based on regenerative wellness. It's going to be based on fractional leadership. All this is going to be covered in this new class. Fractional leadership means, and Harvard Business Review just put out an article this week about this new kind of leadership that is going to come from people choosing a healthier work-life balance. So a lot of CEOs, CMOs, CFOs, all of this, like Bob was saying, that's why I pointed out I'll be talking about it in my segment, this burden that people have been living with, which is modern digital overload, burnout, low support, is going to be shifting into AI-based workload solutions. It's going to be based on 70% of the jobs, as we know, are likely to be automated within, now here's the point, 2 to 3 years. That's coming from McKinsey. And what that means is, Jamie Dimon, he's the head of J.P. Morgan, is also projecting in 2 to 3 years, we're going to go to a 3-day work week. This is going to be about how you design your project and the tools that you're going to have available. And here's where my heart comes in. And this is why the class is going to be held next week, if we have it. My heart, and I've done this for a very long time, is about designing your work around what you love to do so that you're doing that. All the research says you really can't do what you're meant to do at peak, which is flow, for more than 4 hours a day. In this class, you're going to learn the research coming from people like the United States Space Force, who are, when they hire people, when they onboard them, look at the difference. This is going to be in my projects because I'm going to be working with them. When you onboard people, they have daily well-being monitoring or hiring and onboarding. Like what do you do to stay in well-being, lifestyle? They're actually working with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine for operational readiness. Now, think about this just for a second. People are going to be looking and scanning for people that have some sort of practice, some sort of readiness, saying, come in, you know, come in. You're going to start to work with us? Great. Do you want somebody that's, like, not been in the med bed, doesn't have a practice of kind of taking care of themselves? Think about what that impact is to your project. And what we're going to do in this class is move people so that they can say to the teams that they're assembling, I want to build such a healthy, it's all about health. That's what Bob did. That's what Bob is doing. It's taking it to a whole nother level. Health is your relationship to how you're going to navigate massive transformational change. You need people whose nervous system is right, whose health is right. You're going to need to create an environment that's going to nurture that. And if you go in and you don't have the clarity to set up the structure that says, hey, well-being and health is at the core of us, we're going to be modeling it after these organizations, and there's another called Gray Team that's doing this, mm-hmm. with all the extra stress that's coming in, you've got to make it a cornerstone of what you're going to be attracting into your organization. So here's why this is so important. Just write this down. When you go, even if you don't take this class, when you go in and you start working to find your people, just write down, I want well-being. And the new, and to prepare for the new models of how we're going to work, create well-being, and create more social cohesion by a more balanced work life, maybe going to a 3-day work week. See, what we do is we go out into the future, we take who's reporting on these trends, and then we find the people that are actually modeling and doing them now. Now. I mean, I'm in the project. I'm living and doing exactly what is happening now. So I can see it. It's a living architecture for me. And my passion is to just make you aware. Your takeaway from this segment tonight, we're passionate about helping you experience and know how to design, build it into your project, what it's going to take to create a healthy society. You can't have a healthy society with sick people. You cannot do it. The body needs to be well, the mind needs to be well, emotions need to be well, and you need to get that into your, that needs to be part of your culture and ethos. Culture trumps everything. Why do you think Bob is doing so well? Because he's got an amazing love, well-being culture with a mission that is aligned with the future. It's not aligned with the past. It's not aligned with disease. It's aligned with possibility. Why do you think I'm out there doing my 212 maybe classes? Because it's aligned with where it's going, and it's backed by research. So think about, if you are interested in this class, we'll take in maybe a few people. Just say, not a class. Put not a class. It's an activation. It's going to give you a blueprint for how to get this into your project. And it's really, we may have 4 classes. If this goes on a while, we have the equivalent of 4 classes to teach. But it's not a class. It's an activation, because it's going to talk about things that most people aren't even around. So just send us an email at Integrated Minds saying, not a class. Thank you. Co-pilot. And next, we're opening up the med beds again, because remember, we were catching up. And here's the takeaway, a little different. What these classes do, and I'm almost done, Bruce, don't worry. What this class does is it's going to get you into, it creates a space for you. You heard it from Valerie. You heard it from Judith. You get to sit and think and reflect, and you get meditations that, like, most people are going, oh, med bed, object. They're not thinking about it. They're not feeling it. They're not reflecting on what it means, and they don't have the information for it. And in 4 emails, you're going to get how to move through the entire process. I had one guy, I was amazed, and this is my concluded comment. He said, you mean I could lose 50 pounds? I said, are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yep.
A lot of people, I could have long hair. I could. It is the most important thing in terms of, here, I really want to say this. I like people who are working on their conscious application of health, well-being. You don't give your power to the med bed. It would be great if you worked on what you need to do right now within yourself. I mean, that's important. But to know that as a humanitarian, you're going to jumpstart, quantum jump, and be in a body and in a sense of well-being and fully, you know, your nervous system, your neurobiology, all the systems that you need. And I'm going to say this, really important. You can design your life so that your nervous system is in peak flow, and you are not burdened by the leadership that you see all around you that is burdened, distracted, burnt out. I want everybody to commit, like, I'm going to create projects where people are working at what they love to work at, and it can be done with AI. And they get to bring their best, most vital self. That's the name of what my organization is, Regenerative Future Network. That's what we're going to design. If it's the last thing I do, we're going to regenerate people. We're going to regenerate projects, but it's going to be based on the latest science. And we're not going to have this burnout, overwork, slave work, distracted thing, because that's not going to heal society. So if you want to join us, just say, this is not a class. And we'll take as many as we can. It starts Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and the 14th at 7:25. Email will go out on Monday.
PM Eastern.
And if you're interested in the med beds, if you're serious about being a conduit for what will regenerate yourself, your family, your teams, your life, then send us an email at the same place. So that's Did You
Thank
Know?
You, Sue.
Yeah.
Good, Sue. Thank you very much. That was great. And I know a lot of people are going to want to take that class, should it occur next Wednesday and Thursday, next week, the 13th. And 14th of August. All right. Thank you, Sue. Excelente. Well, let's switch gears for a minute, and let's see what Bob's up to. Now, Bob, is there anything new in the way of a sale? And I hope that you have some testimonials for us tonight.
Yes. Actually, I have both. And
okay.
So, one of the sales that we did keep, Bruce, is what we were calling Big Call 20. And
yes.
that's a discount code you can use at checkout if you are getting a trial size canister of heirloom barley. Now, trial size for new customers means that it's a full month supply. And so we did that for about a month, Bruce, and a lot of people took advantage of it. And what we decided to do is continue on with that, but also without needing any kind of a discount code, people can get now their second month supply, which is a full canister of heirloom barley, because they're going to need the larger canister this time. And we put that on sale half price. So now for people that got started, they really liked it, which we got a bunch of testimonials about that. Now you can continue on with a half price discount on your heirloom barley. And that's available to everybody.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
The other thing we started new is, it's new today, but it's a very, very popular combination pack that hundreds of people have gotten this in the past. It's because it's such a great combo and the price is so great. So this is what we call the skin, hair, nail, and joint combo. And so what this is if you are going to get some heirloom barley and vitamin C, you're going to add your collagen to it, which is one of it's the main ingredient you need for this combo. You are essentially getting that for free. So the price, which it is $44.75 off of this combo pack, and you can get this right now on our website. Normally it's $53, and it's now only $109. And we have another combo pack that's also really popular, and this is called our Immune Defense Bundle. And this is a bundle you can get now, or get it because it's on such a great sale. You can get it for, you know, later in the year if you want to put it into your medicine cabinet. This is our flax lignans, our premium probiotics, and vitamin C. And we did a similar sale, but this combo pack is actually only $99.
Okay.
And you can also, because we thought, well, if people want to get that immune defense bundle, what if they wanted to really supercharge it with some olive leaf extract?
Right.
Well, we decided we were going to put the olive leaf extract on sale half price also.
Oh,
so if you
cool.
want a super bundle, get that immune defense bundle. It's two powders. And if you have your vitamin C and if you add your olive leaf to it, it would be four pills, two vitamin C and two of the olive leaf. And you can mix those powders together in a glass of water. It doesn't taste bad. It has like a mild nut flavor to it. Even though it's not nuts, it kind of tastes like that. Use it to wash down your vitamin C and your olive leaf. You have a great immune boost.
Oh, there you
combo
go.
Right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will also tell you, we got a couple of really cool testimonials. And I'm going to share
you
tonight. There, I mean, a bunch came in, as you can imagine. This one says,
yeah.
The Myotrol has definitely improved my health. I feel better. I'm not as tired. And it's helping my muscles when I'm more active. I'm not always as conscious about other supplements, but do not skip a day without taking my Myotrol. I'm and have now added several more Boomer products to my daily routine. This is what happens with people, Bruce, when they experience a really great product that has very definitive and immediate results, then they start to trust that the person providing it. Maybe we also have some other things that would be helpful too. That happens all the time. And I'll tell you what, we got a really, really interesting testimonial also. I wasn't going to read this one, but I just couldn't resist. This guy sent us in a picture of his dog. It's one of the coolest looking dogs you'll ever see in your life. He writes this in, even the dog thinks all the supplements work well. Thanks to Boomers, it's working perfectly. We love you all. I don't think he gives a supplement to his dog, but his dog
to
is
his dog,
really
no.
that his owner can go and run around with him as much as he wants.
Exactly, yeah. Cool.
Here's one more, then we'll stop for the night. Although being a 57-year-old, young, fit, active male, I've had issues with afternoon energy drain. I can go all day, but around 3 or 4 o'clock, I'm busted and need to rest. After starting Myotrol, I'm an entirely different person. More energy, stamina, strength, clarity, and endurance. I've even started Tai Chi and getting back into the music scene. This has been a lifesaver, for I have been hesitant on supplements off the shelf. But after following you for a bit, I decided to try it. Now you have a customer for life. For those who are seeking some relief, it will change your life for the best. Thank you, Boomers.
That's great, Bob. That's a super testimonial, too, and I love the idea of him getting into Tai Chi, getting the band back together, you know, and having the energy not to need a 3 or 4 o'clock nap in the afternoon. That's so cool.
Yeah,
there's
and, you know, I couldn't,
yeah.
I couldn't resist this. I just have to read this one more. This man sent in a picture of himself. He looks like a movie star. He's got this beautiful white hair and a goatee, and he's got on a white button-down shirt with a black striped tie and a yellow suit coat with a white pocket handkerchief. He looks literally like he's right out of a movie and like he's the star of the show. So he writes in, he says, I'm 70 years old. I've been taking Boomer products for years. Most think I'm in my 50s. My energy is through the roof. These products are incredible. Thanks, guys. And, you know, Bruce, I was just going to say this. You know, these are people that are writing in these testimonials. I've never met these people before. I've never talked to them before. And they are, and some of these are saying, I've been using the products for years. We have so many thousands of people that are now using Boomer products. I have long since lost track of who all of our customers are. I used to, at the very beginning, I used to know every single person that was using the Boomer product. And now I have to tell you, 14 years later, when I open up these testimonials, I'm meeting brand new people and even dogs.
Yes. A beautiful puppy dog. That's great, Bob. That's really cool.
Anyway,
I love that.
That's it for tonight, and it's 2 minutes after 10.
Look
All
at
right,
that,
Bob.
Bruce.
Super.
Wow.
Well, isn't that amazing? Thank you, Sue.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. You know, what's really cool about this, Bob, is you've made it easy for us because we have great testimonials. We know a lot of the science that you've taught us over the last 10 years since you've been on the Big Call, and the proof is in the pudding. And the testimonials show just what these products are doing for people's lives and how much better they're feeling, acting, and doing as a result of it. So we're really all very proud of that. And I appreciate you, Bob. The other thing is to get to the website to check these new sales out, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get on my homepage, you'll see at the top a banner that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. So you click on it, boom, it takes you right into the Boomer site. And then you can pull down the product menu, see the on-sale tab, and then list all the products that are available. It's probably available in a couple of different places, but you can pull it down and see what Bob just went over tonight in terms of the new sales. And I think they're all really good. You know, immune defense bundle, and then the hair, nails, joints, and whatever bundle that had the collagen in it. And I love the fact that you could get started on, you know, a small canister of 1 month supply of heirloom barley using the promo code BIGCALL20. BIGCALL20 gets you that deal at $20. Then you can always get, you can always buy the collagen for the next month or the next month after that at half price because that's part of this sale. Half price, did I say collagen? I meant barley. The half price with the heirloom barley. Heirloom barley is what's half price. And the heirloom barley is what is the canister for 1 month supply using the promo code MD20. Big Call 20, not MD. I'm getting confused. Big Call 20 is the promo code to use. So get on that site, check it out, go through, and then look down at the bottom of Bob's page, at the footer of the page, and you can see a lot of additional information. You can check out these testimonials. You can read about those. You can see, you know, information on podcasts. You know, just a lot of good information is on that site. Plus, you can check out all the various products and see what's in them and why they work well. And if you have any trouble sleeping, I'm telling you, the good night formula really works well. Bob said overall like 95% of people that take it swear by it and think it's the best way for them to find sleep naturally, non-habit forming, but just a really good, safe way to fall asleep and stay asleep. Get up, go to the bathroom, you come back, you can go right back to sleep and jump into your dream state again. I love that part. I love my dreaming, and I love getting back into dreaming. All right, so let's do this. There's a toll-free number that you can use to call customer support. So it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And I would highly recommend everybody take a look at this and get it going. This is a great way to improve your health, to get you up to speed, to take you back in time and regain some of the activity and life of your youth. Okay, so it is very, very important for us to do that now. All right, that's what I wanted to say. Bob, thank you very much for all of that. It's really good. I love the testimonials. The sales are great. So let's check that out. Now, let's see what we have in the way of intel to talk about tonight. What's really good about yesterday was the beginnings, the first fruits, the activation of Nisara and Jasara started. We are underway with it. And it's like one aspect of it. It's not the whole thing yet. It's going to be a slow rollout of Nisara, but I think it's important to know that it has been activated. The other thing is we've been looking for these tariff rebate deposits and our tariff rebate checks. And today, President Trump said they're thinking about putting out dividend checks to everybody. So now we've got another name for these, which is a dividend check. And I think it's a dividend that's coming from the savings and from tariffs and from the amount of money that's coming in. He said, I want the American public to share in this. I want the American public to have a dividend of what's going on from their trade and the tariffs that are being generated. And he said not just billions, trillions of dollars are being generated in these tariffs and trade deals. So I'm very, very impressed with that. It's excellent for us. So even though we had been told that those, we called them DOGE checks at the time, they were changed to tariff rebate checks and tariff rebate direct deposits, were to have started August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, no one that I know of has received anything yet. So it sounds like they were held off for a day or two. Maybe they start up this week. We just don't have absolute on it. We've tried to find out, and it's hard to find that out. In terms of normal intel, we've got some good information that I'm going to tell you now. The redemption centers do not have rates on their screens even yet today. And the banks yesterday, and I can only assume it might be as well today, but yesterday they did have rates. I did get a dinar rate and a dong rate that were very, very good. These were at banks, and I can tell you they were decent, really good. But the rates at the redemption centers will be even better. And so I'm going to say you want to make sure that you use a toll-free number when I make it available to you, or you get it in your email from Wells Fargo to set your appointments at the Redemption Center. You'll get the very best deal. I told you that the contract rate on dinar, it's a contract that was made between the United States and Iraq. And President Trump wanted us to get the highest available rate we could get. So you're not going to get it at the bank. You'll only get it at the redemption center. Okay. Now, the funny thing is, yesterday at the banks, we also had new currencies that came up. And some of the currencies that, well, let me put it this way. This was at the redemption center yesterday, that some currencies like the Venezuelan Bolivar was on the screen. There's another currency called the Bolivian Boliviano. Boliviano is the Bolivian's currency. It was on the screen. There are a number of currencies that really are obscure that are on there now. Plus, don't forget, the Afghani and the dinar and the dong and the rupiah, all of those are on there. And, of course, the Zim is staying right in there at a dollar. So that's great. Okay, what was on the screens at the Redemption Center today since no rates were up? How about a crawler at the bottom of the screen that said to look for the start for us to be within the next 48 hours. Now, maybe that means we get notified tomorrow. Maybe it means we get notified Thursday. But it looks like we could be looking good for something to happen in terms of notifications and exchanges to start still this week. Today's Tuesday. Maybe it's a Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe it's a Thursday, Friday. But it should be this week. We've heard that from a few other of our sources, and I feel like that's making me feel much more comfortable about where we are. So this is really what it is we're looking for. I know it's about dates and rates, guys. It's always has been, but there's a lot more to it. Let me tell you another thing. This is something I found out yesterday. And this came from a Wells Fargo Redemption Center person. Remember we talked about it'd be great if you had a trust already made out, and you have a trust name, an umbrella trust, to go in for your exchange? You don't have to have one. But if you do, great. Go in and put everything in the name of your trust. The other piece of that is, they would like you to set up your trust within 30 days of your exchange. They do want that. So if you don't have a trust, don't sweat it. Just go in, do your exchange, redeem your ZIM, put it in the Quantum account where it belongs, and move some money into your primary Wells account. But go about getting up with your estate planning attorney, your trust attorney, and they'll help provide you one if you don't have one or you don't know where to start. They want you to have a trust in place within 30 days. That's official. Okay? The other thing is, there was something out there online about the exchanges are to be complete by the 10th of August. Well, let's see. Don't think so. That's just plain not true. Today is the 5th. We're not starting until the minimum we'd start is either tomorrow or Thursday at the quickest. So they're not going to be done in 3 days or 4 days. No way, Jose. We will go all the way through. Some redemption centers will close in as little as 9 days. Some redemption centers will go 2 weeks. And some, if the demographics support it, and if there's enough desire to set appointments, they'll be open for a month. Now, they don't necessarily want to be open that long, but they will be open as long as they need to get all the Zim in and get all the currency in and get everybody taken care of. Okay? And then when all the redemption centers close, boom, it's up to the Tier 1 banks to try to fill in on certain currencies that might be from the public. Let's call the public somebody who doesn't, God forbid, listen to the big call. Because I know a lot of people listen, and a lot of people will share information with people that don't listen. And we always have new listeners that come in. Say, well, I just heard about this a month ago or 2 months ago. Or I just followed the big call, but I've only been listening for 2 or 3 months. Well, we're leaving the light on for you. Keep coming. Come on in. The water's fine. And it's just important to see, guys, that those of you in Big Call Universe that have been with us for 14 years, you know more about this than the bankers do. You know more about this than most of the Redemption Center do. But, you know, you've got to be careful what you read out there. You can't take it. Just because it's in print doesn't make it gospel. Au contraire, mon frère. Really. You know, you think about it. We do get good information, yes. Is it always right all the time? No. Is our timing, our timeline always correct? No. Because, you know, guys, we've been in this for a long time, and we've seen a lot of things happen. But I'm ready for this to go just like you are. I'm more than ready. I'm ready to get this exchange done and jump into the med bed as shortly a time frame as I can. Because we're doing some things and we're getting started with sort of a little fam trip. Fam is short for familiarization. A little fam trip in North Carolina, primarily Western North Carolina, and we're making contacts for it. We're setting up opportunities to meet with some people that are already there and that plan to be there. So that's really good, and I appreciate the information, the people that have written in and told us, you know, they listen to the big call and they're interested in getting with us. So that'll be good. Otherwise, I'm just going to say this is a great time to, since Sue is caught up on the MedBed 100s, you don't have it yet, you haven't listened to it yet, you should definitely get it. There are 4 emails that you listen to, and these are audios. Not videos, audio, okay? Audio of the class, because the class was an audio class, okay? And all you do is click on the link that's in the email, and you'll be able to go through and listen to everything. But to get there, the MB100, MedBed 100, is $100 for both classes, a little over 3 hours total, and you can run through it and listen to it over and over and get every little bit out of it. You can take notes to it, or whatever you feel is your best way to learn. But the coolest thing is to see yourself. You know, it's not what the med beds can do for you. The question really is, what can't they do? That's a valid question, because that was posed to me a long time ago. And I thought, wow, that's terrific. I mean, we have people that have seen these in action with proper authority of the military and have seen a person with no arm and no leg be completely healed totally in 33 minutes and walking around after being helped out of the med bed. That's pretty amazing. I mean, new leg, new foot, new arm, new hand, all of that is all possible and more than that. So I'm very excited personally to get in the med bed myself shortly after I exchange, I hope, and I've been assured that I can do that, and I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. How do you spell integrated? INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Now, on subject line, just put MedBed 100, and then say in the email whether you have PayPal or not. If you have it, it'll go a little quicker for you. You'll get it sooner. If you don't have it, you'll be sent an invoice and be able to pay it on a credit or debit card through PayPal. Okay? And it works pretty easily to do it that way. But when you send your email in, watch for your follow-up emails to come in and continue to watch for one if it asks you for your payment. If you're invoiced, you know, follow up on that. Send that in. And then you'll be good to go and you'll get all the emails that have the MedBed 100 classes. All right? So do that because you're just not going to believe what is possible in the med beds, and to be able to utilize that for people with dire need and people that have Zim have priority. They did tell us that several times. So if you've got dire need and you're a Zim holder, they want you to be around for a long, long time, lifespan, so that you can see your projects to fruition. That's really important. All right. Let's see. Let's talk. So I want you guys to get those out to Sue. And remember, she's got a new class to start on the 13th and 14th of next week, which is in the subject line. If you're interested, don't send money yet. Just say not a class in the subject line and then just let her know you're in. I'm in. Not a class. Body of the email. I'm in. Okay. That's what I wanted to say tonight, you guys. Are we looking good for the next couple of days? It looks like it. Let's see what happens. I know a lot of things are happening. We will get new rates on the screens. And sometimes I think they're waiting for a final move to put the actual rates that we're going to have for the Redemption Center on screens. So let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thanks, Sue, for doing a marvelous job, as always. And for Bob, excellent. Always interesting and fun. And thank you, GCK, for all of your artwork in the past. Jeannie, for your continued support and prayer. And for Pastor Scott, continued healing. Everybody that had prayer requests, may you all be fully healed in Jesus' name. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening. And thank you, SAT team, satellite team, for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to the Big Call for some of you up to 14 years since I've had this call. All right, so that's it tonight. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much to prep us, to prepare us for everything that's coming. Like Jeannie said, you know, we're to be good stewards of this incredible windfall that's coming for us. Monies that we really, really have plans for to do really good things to uplift humanity and up-level humanity all over the globe. Help us to achieve these things with your help, according to your will, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, guys, let's go ahead and turn off the recording. Let's do it now.